Hi, and welcome to Tuesday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And today the news comes from America, where pollution travelling across the Atlantic causes Europeans to lose 1.25 million tonnes of wheat every year. The findings come from the Met Office and the National Environment Research Council and show that, although the UK and the rest of Europe have done a pretty good job at tackling ozone pollution, the USA have not done so well. And not only wheat, but also maize and potato yields are all affected due to the westerly airstream carrying the pollutants across the Atlantic. It all goes to show that the business of getting pollution under control has to be a worldwide effort and not just confined to a few continents. But for now, we're going to try and answer a question which I was asked a few days ago by a listener. It's all to do with the Common Agriculture Policy and the money that farmers get from Europe. It came in response to a statement from Scotland's Farming Minister, Richard Lochhead, when he said on MFR News that the Common Agriculture Policy affected every single person in Scotland. I put the question to Nigel Miller, President of National Farmers Union of Scotland. How does the CAP money coming from Europe affect everyone?
I suppose farmers are very good at spending money, and they also produce a lot of food, and I think that filters in both directions in the rural economy, and it underpins, I suppose, our tourism industry, but also it carries a big processing sector, and the Highlands is, I suppose, in the forefront of that with whisky and you know, companies like Baxter's and Walker's, who have a presence throughout the world almost. They're world brands. So this relatively small parcel of money that comes to Scotland is multiplied many times before it leaves our economy.
Do you think a lot of people forget that actually it helps to keep food that wee bit cheaper?
It does, and I think it allows continuity of food production, because farming is sometimes a brutal business. There's some good highs and there's some sunny days, but there's also some really pretty desperate lows, and the weather can be pretty brutal. And I think that the CAP gives a buffer, which means that in the bad times, even when we're losing money, businesses keep going and keep producing, and that's important for everybody. And as we go into a world where food's getting ever shorter, I think there's almost 1 billion people in the world short of food. Actually maintaining that productive capacity through the bad times is vital.
So there you go. I hope in part that's answered the question, and that money certainly does filter from farming right through the economy. And it was just one of several listeners' questions I managed to throw at Nigel over our farmhouse breakfast the other day. And we'll have more answers later this week. But that's all for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.